Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
All right, Eric Burgoon, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Casey?
I'm outstanding. Thank you. It is good to reconnect and see you again. It feels like it's been at least, what, a year and a half since we've seen each other?
Yeah, the kind of the months just keep clicking by into practically 8 years now.
Can you believe what is happening in our world right now?
Right, it's crazy. It really is. But we're kind of getting used to it. This is kind of almost a little bit of a new way to do business.
Yeah.
So, you know, the kind of the working remote piece, and we've kind of all figured that out. And it's just a different way to do things. And some of it, I don't think we'll ever go back to how it was, but, you know, hopefully a lot of it can.
Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying the flexibility and the new lifestyle with work / family integrated. And it's been a little bit easier for me because my kids are, you know, well, I'm aging myself, but they should be in college, but they're 12. 14. And so it really does allow me to work and still be home, if you will, at the same time. And that, you know, we call it a balance. My work is my therapy, if you will. I love it.
Right.
So are you working from home or are you going?
I'm back. The last 2-3 months, I've been primarily in the office.
Okay.
But you know, 4 days in, a day off, that's kind of slowly adjusted. My kids are out and gone, but I got to deal with dogs and Amazon deliveries. So that's the challenge I have at home. So
the normalcies of business life now is, hold on, there's a delivery. Right. I'll be right back.
Yeah. And that's okay. Right. It's not a big deal. Nobody seems to mind. So
yeah, it is interesting how flexible everybody is. If you go pre-COVID, remember how you'd hide?
Oh, yeah, that would have been shocking to everybody, right? That, oh my gosh, I got interrupted. But
right, how unprofessional.
Doesn't
right?
happen on a call now. It's unusual.
Right, right. No dogs today. So you're going to be good with me on that since I'm on site. So give me an update. How have you been doing as far as your company? And what adjustments have you made over the past year that you think you're going to take into the future?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, certainly we're doing great. Obviously, volume is record levels. We had, of course, a record level last year. It's continued on to this year at a pace certainly above the beginning, you know, quarter of last year. So that's all great. We've been really trying to stay focused on the basics, focused on the purchase business, focused on our realtor relationships. We do a lot with construction lending. So we've been focused on our builders. So we're still doing all of our, even though some of them are remote, still supporting, you know, Parade of Homes activities in all of our markets. Because, you know, obviously inventory, you know, of homes is, you know, needed. So we're really trying to stay focused on that. As a credit union, we can do some portfolio products, including construction lending, which gives us some advantages. So we're trying to leverage that. And things have changed how we do business. In some ways, it's been a little bit easier to reach and make, you know, quote, a sales call in person through Zoom or some other method that gets old over time. But it does allow us to reach some customers that would normally be more difficult to get time scheduled with. You know, it's travel is obviously easier, and that helps.
Sure. How are you doing your corporate culture remotely?
Yeah, we've tried to get real creative. I mean, it's we've had probably and still have probably 75-80% of our employees are working from home. You know, we are in primarily two states, Michigan and Southwest Florida, very different lockdown sort of methods. Michigan's been a very lockdown state kind of from the beginning. In fact, residential lending but residential sales and construction building was actually halted for about 6 weeks last year around this time. Mm-hmm. Florida has, of course, been a very open state, so we haven't had many issues there. But about 75% still working from home. We've really tried to come up with everything. I mean, we've done, you know, whatever, the Zoom happy hours. We've done lots of different contests and things. You know, we'll do a drawing at the end of the day to kind of keep people engaged. We've sent, of course, you know, food and gifts and things to home addresses. We actually just finished our what we call our Circle of Excellence, which is our annual awards presentation. Okay. We just finished that. Normally, that's a group group event where we get our 350 or so people together, celebrate accomplishments. We ended up doing that, you know, through a recorded Zoom over 5 days. So had a music theme. It was kind of fun. We picked a different, you know, genre of music each day, and each department kind of did their awards by day. So not the same, but, you know, had to get creative from that standpoint. But, you know, everything we can do to, you know, we ask our employees, you know, what we can do to help. And of course, they're all just super busy. So anything other than we can do, we do.
I love the idea of drawing at the end of the day.
Yeah, it kind of kept the attention. So we would announce the prize at the beginning of the day, right? And, you know, whichever group or, you know, wanted to enter. Sometimes you had to do something for that quickly to remember some, you know, some new procedure or guideline or something. Sometimes it was just a straight drawing, but, you know, create some excitement and camaraderie. And, you know, then you get the typical, you know, congratulations, Michelle or whoever won, right? And, you know, everybody kind of piles on with that. So it's some positive reinforcement and some, you know, sort of virtual connectivity at least.
Do you, Eric, meet with your team on a regular basis, like weekly, monthly, quarterly?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. In fact, that's probably, you know, picked up a little bit. If you go back to when the pandemic first hit, and if everybody recalls, you have guidelines were changing, agencies, everything was changing multiple times a day, it seemed like. Mm-hmm. We started doing a call with all of our managers at 8:30 and 3 o'clock every day, and continued to do that for several months, eventually kind of, you know, wound that down to a daily and then a weekly. But we've maintained all of our existing meetings. You know, I think the Zoom, you know, Teams, whatever, you know, sort of format has worked pretty well. From that standpoint, we'd all like to be there in person, but versus a regular conference call where people can very easily, you know, be multitasking, you know, Zoom and others kind of keeps you, you know, focused. You know, you can see each other, and we do ask our managers and I've got a small management group of, you know, six or eight of us, you know, so we keep our cameras on and, you know, kind of everybody stays engaged. I think we've tried to keep meetings, you know, tighter and shorter, but sure, do ask the people, you know, show themselves so that we know everybody's engaged, and, you know, that's worked pretty well. People have been very, very good about being adapting. It's amazing how we've all adapted in all aspects of life, but certainly in the business side of things, everybody has really jumped in, had some good ideas, and we all would like to get back to whatever the new normal is. But, you know, for now, we're just dealing with it pretty effectively, I think.
It's very interesting. How quickly things have adapted and shifted from the standpoint of within 4 months, a period of time, we were all literally almost the world, right? Working remotely, connecting remotely, trying to stay focused and keeping on task remotely and managing families at the same time. So it's just been astounding to me what we are able to do when we decide. And so there is a decision point. So I have a big question, the future. What is the future in the mortgage space in your mind before we pivot to almost all purchase?
Well, I think, you know, for us, we were a company that was pretty determined that, you know, part of our culture was being together, right? We sure, for example, before the pandemic did not really allow, rare exclusion, did not really allow work from home options. And so, you know, in a matter of about a week, you know, we were all working from home, right? So so we've now, you know, coming out of this, we've now got a pilot where 50 of our employees are in an official work from home pilot. Others are still already there. But that's going to change things, you know, quite a bit for us. We were able to hire back two underwriters that we lost because they wanted to work from home. And before this all happened, they couldn't do that with us. So that changed, and we brought those two back. And I think it's going to really open up the possibilities of recruiting, you know, in a much wider area. Again, we're pretty limited to the two states that we do business, but we've done some things with contractors and outsourcing that made us even more comfortable with the ability to work, you know, remotely, to manage performance through the numbers. And that's kind of the key for us, is we want to make sure we're going to do that we've got, you know, got performance. Sure. We've gotten really pretty good at that now. So I think we feel comfortable moving forward. So, you know, we're now doing some space planning corporately. So we think that, you know, probably 40%, 30 to 40% will remain working from home, which was nearly 100% in the office prior to that. And that's across the departments. Our, now, you know, we're a credit union. So we have, you know, bank branches, you know, retail branches. Those have been primarily open the entire time. And those would remain pretty much the way they were in person. But all the support functions, most of mortgage, you know, most of some of our lending, other lending functions, we think can be done, you know, remotely.
What do you anticipate for, I'm getting a background. What do you anticipate long-term for purchase business? Do you think the purchase business is going to shift? Because I know we've been in a refi purchase mix. A lot of companies have been staying focused on purchase the entire time. But I'm hearing about inventory shortages. What do you think the future holds for the industry?
Yeah, I think it's pretty bright, you know, still. I mean, because of that, exactly. I mean, it's a different scenario than the 2008, 2009, you know, scenario here. You know, inventories, you know, prices are up and, you know, the competition for homes is very heated. I suspect it will slowly, you know, dissipate and become more in balance. But the good news for the purchase business is that, you know, builders, you know, and anybody real estate in the real estate business is going to see, you know, pretty good numbers. We think, you know, certainly through 2022 and now reaching into 2023, even is, you know, pretty positive. You know, refis will go away or certainly dissipate. We're already starting to see signs of that. So we'll have to kind of all work with manage our staffs and try to, that's our constant balance is, you know, again, as a credit union, we really do a good job, I think, of taking care of our employees. We've never laid anybody off, and we don't intend to do that. So that's why we're trying to leverage staffing in other ways as that refi goes away. So, but yeah, the good news there is that, you know, purchase should be strong. And if we stay focused on those relationships, do the right things, retain our loan officers, grow our loan officer staff, then we'll be able to mostly handle that volume.
I love it. Do the right things and you'll retain your staff.
Yeah, right? Pretty basic, right?
Yeah, it really is pretty basic. I so appreciate just our small chat today and hearing how you're doing and the insight you've given. I've actually wrote some notes. I'm going to actually take away that drawing at the end of a day. I have an idea. Taking that one concept and leveraging it for my team. So where literally give them a challenge and there's a drawing at the end of the day. If you actually are up for the challenge, and the challenge will be an easy one. So anyway, great idea. So appreciate your tidbit. You have a blessed day and we'll be in touch.
Thank you. You too, Casey.
Take care.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zenix.com/inside the mortgage mind.